Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. A 44-year-old woman was suffering from a medical disorder when she caused her three children's deaths and believed their best interests would be served by her taking their lives, the Central Criminal Court has heard. Deirdre Morley of Parsons Court, Newcastle in County Dublin, has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murders of 9-year-old Connor, 7-year-old Dara and 3-year-old Carla McGinley on the 24th of January last year. We can talk now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, this is a very distressing case. What was heard in court this morning?
Yes, prosecuting counsel Anne-Marie Lawler told the jurors that this was a desperately sad case and warned them the details would be distressing. She said there was no issue about what happened and how the three children in this case died by suffocation. But she said what they would primarily be concerned with was Deirdre Morley's mental state at the time. The court heard that the three children were very well cared for, lovely, delightful. They were called normal children and loved by their devoted parents. Ms. Morley and her husband Andrew McGinley had had a good marriage, but the court was told that Deirdre Morley's mental health had deteriorated very significantly in 2019. But in the days prior to the death of the children in January 2020, Mr. McGinley and Ms. Morley's extended family believed wrongly, as it turned out, that she was improving significantly. On January the 23rd, the court heard that Andrew McGinley went to Cork on business, and that evening Ms. Morley made an unsuccessful attempt to take the children's lives by putting medication in their food and drink. However, they spat it out and weren't harmed. However, the next day the court heard that she kept her younger children home from creche and from school and suffocated them both before collecting her oldest child early from school and suffocating him downstairs while he was watching a movie. At the same time, the court heard she was in contact with her husband and with other people during the day, and there was nothing in her demeanour that gave Mr. McGinley in particular any cause for concern. He came home to find his wife being cared for by paramedics outside the house. She was unconscious, and inside the bodies of his three children were in the house. Now, the court also heard that Ms. Morley had tried to take her own life and that she had intended to do so. Detective Sergeant Dara Kenny gave some evidence of Garda interviews with Ms. Morley, and she believed that her parenting had damaged the children to the extent that they couldn't live normal or healthy lives. She believed her illness, her depressive illness, had damaged her own children. A note found in the house warned people not to go upstairs or into the front room, a note written by Deirdre Morley, and a second note said that she could see no future with disturbance and mental illness, that she had to take her children with her, that she was broken and couldn't be fixed and that she couldn't live with herself. Ms. Morley told Gardaí that she was remorseful thinking about the effects of her illness on the children. She felt she was anxious, that she didn't love her children enough, that she didn't give them what they needed, that she was putting herself under huge pressure because she couldn't fulfil what she should have been doing for them. And the court heard she had a skewed view of what to anyone else would be normal childhood incidents. Some of this, we were told, was triggered by a row with one of her sons about screen time. She set out also to Gardaí about how the extensive detail about how she had killed her children, asked at one point by one of the Gardaí if she wanted a drink of water. She said she just wanted them back. The court was also told that the jury is going to hear from two consultant psychiatrists who concluded that she suffered from a mental disorder. One had diagnosed her with a recurrent depressive disorder, the second with a bipolar affective disorder. And as I say, Anne-Marie Lawler, the prosecuting counsel, warned jurors again that this was a desperately sad case, especially for the Morley and McGinley families.
Orla O'Donnell, legal affairs correspondent, thank you for that.